I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. If you're a Yankee fan and you want to call me up right now, 888-808-1019. It was certainly a sloppy game. I would say it's a one-off for the Yankees on their road to the World Series. But obviously, I understand if you're frustrated by the play, and you never want to see your team booting the ball around, especially against, now listen, they're not good right now, but there's still a rivalry between the Yankees and Red Sox. Not what it used to be, because Boston can't seem to have that sustained success like the Yankees do year in and year out. And then you fire Alex Cora, who was obviously a villain to the Yankee fans and the Yankee organization. He's gone, so it doesn't quite have the same spark to it like it once did. But the last thing you want is a Yankee fan to see that. But I'm telling you, it's a one-off. They're going to be more, I'm not even going to say fine, because that's like, say, oh, you'll be fine. And nobody wants to hear that. Oh, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. It's like, you'll be fine. Like, if you go to the doctor's office and the doctor says, you're going to be fine. You're like, no, I don't like the sound of that. I'm going to be fine. I want to be better than fine. So you can hit me up, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It'll be a little reverse of what we did last night, where I opened up the calls for the Met fans, and then we did a bunch of Yankee talk into Met talk. It'll be the reverse tonight. Yankee fans, if you want to line up here. Now, let me get to the Mets. You might hear from multiple Tommies tonight. You might hear from positive Tommy in moderation. You might hear from delusional Tommy, or Delulu Tommy, as the kids would say. You might even get a positive Tommy plea in this 3 hour after hours. First things first, and I say this all the time, but I think it bears repeating. I understand my fellow Met fans' pain, frustration, anger, aggravation, and I understand if you don't share any of the positivity that I feel, even in dark hours like this. See, I went into June with the mentality off of a winning May that if the Mets finished 500, their record in June being 500, considering the opponents that they would have to face in June, I would chalk that up to a good month. And for a while there, the Mets were on pace to accomplish that. Well, they ran into a red-hot Philly team. They ran into a red-hot Cub team. And I said this last time the Mets played the Cubs, and that was during the 12-game losing streak. This Cub team that you see in front of you, I believe is what the Mets envision their team to look like. Great defensively, a lot of clutch players, gamers, certainly racking up the wins in the regular season, sustained success. I think this is the vision of what David Stearns has for the Mets. Now, obviously, that has not come to fruition so far this year. But I do think if you look at the Cubs, that is the idea, that is the blueprint of what the Mets want to become. I don't think David Stearns is going anywhere. I do think the Mets will hire a GM in the offseason, and I'm 80% sure that's Carlos Beltran. Now, let me get to Steve Cohen, because I said this a few weeks ago. It was probably a little before the Knicks playoff run, maybe during it, but somewhere around then. It's hard to remember because everything sort of blended together as I got to see my first championship as a Knicks fan. But I said that Steve Cohen needs to address my fellow Met fans. He needs to address his customers, his consumers, his audience. And you could hear others say it, and that's great. But I feel like when I say it, it should carry more weight to Steve Cohen, because when the Mets went on that run to the NLCS, it was Steve that said, I want to change the mentality of the Met fans. I want them to be more positive. You'd be hard-pressed to find a more positive Met fan than positive Tommy. I'm not alone, and there's certainly people that are just as positive. Now, they will allow their frustrations and anger, and I'm not saying that that's the wrong thing. I get it. But maybe they lose a little bit of that positivity in these dark hours of frustration. And I said this earlier on Evan and Tiki when I had to clear my name this morning because of accusations being levied against me. If I have to be Leonidas in 300 and I have to take on all comers with the positivity stuff, I will do that. If that's my cross to bear, then so be it. But I will never, ever, ever close the door on somebody who's angry, frustrated, upset, aggravated with the current state of the franchise, and anybody that is fearful of what is coming around the corner with this team. And the best thing I could do for you is provide you with this platform, try to inject a little bit of positivity, even a little bit of laughter, a little bit of comic relief, a little bit of an escape from the frustration that you're feeling, while not diminishing what you feel. And this is something that I said earlier in the year, and I will now circle back to it. If things continue to go the way they are going this season, we will have a different conversation on this show. You know, it takes people different timelines to get to a conclusion, and perhaps it'll take me a little bit longer. And that's not to say that you'll necessarily get negative Tommy, but you're certainly getting positive Tommy in moderation right now, which I think is the fair way to do this. And I think it's the best way to do this for my fellow Met fans. Listen, I'm 40 years old. I got the greatest job in the world, my dream job. I take it very seriously. I took the Knick run very seriously. I even take as much as fun as I will have at teams I don't root for. I think I'm very fair with I've been super complimentary to the Yankees, and I continue to be super complimentary for them. And I was one that said, don't run it back. And ultimately, we'll find out in October if that was the right thing to do. But to me, they're the best team in the American League. And that might sound like, oh, that's a slight. It's not. It's just saying you are the best. I said the same thing about the Knicks all year. They're the best team in the East. That's just to say, hey, you are the best team in your conference. And then when you get to the finals or the World Series, you then take your chances. So I said that about my basketball team, and I say it about the baseball team I don't root for, but I know many of you out there root for it. And oh, by the way, Yankee fans, if you want a piece of positive Tommy, have at it. I've certainly opened my mouth enough to where if you want to get your lick back or a receipt, have at it. That's the beauty of this. I don't run and hide from that stuff. You never have to feel like you can't call in and say something. And if you want to drink tears, there's certainly plenty of tears to go around. It's just hard for me to get the waterworks out of my eyes. And right now, I'm in ticker tape Tommy mode. You know, I just went to a ticker tape parade, although it didn't have a lot of ticker tape. Now I'm in a championship mode. So I'm dreaming up parades because I am ticker tape Tommy. But tonight is not a night for parade talk. Tonight is a night for the plea. And I got sidetracked there. I apologize. Steve Cohen, a couple of years ago, talked about changing the perception or the attitudes of Met fans, which is exactly what Positive Tommy was all about a couple years ago and the birth of it. Because I, for one, felt like this team has driven me crazy my entire life. They've seemingly run up a tab. You have a buddy, you know, in your life where, hey, everything's on me tonight. And you take them out to the bar, the restaurant, and these chooches, these gavones, they run up a tab that's like $600. And you turn to me like, excuse me, what am I made of money? And I always felt like the Mets had run up that tab on me in my life, and they perhaps would never be able to pay it back. That was sort of negative Tommy. That was BPT, before positive Tommy. And then obviously we know what happened in 24, and I just wanted to change that mentality, not only for my own sort of sports mental health, but I felt like it was the right thing to do because, and this is not a knock on anyone else who does it, whether they're a Met fan or not, because I totally understand it. And that is, I wanted to provide a voice for the positive side of Met fandom, which you don't hear a lot through the airwaves because of all the down years, and I get that. But I think Positive Tommy needs to be there in the good times and the bad times. I'm not always going to be popular in the bad times. I understand that. And I will try to be as fair as humanly possible. I just think it's a long road here. And we could sit here and do hellfire and brimstone every single night. But then what am I talking about to you in July? What am I talking about to you in August? And I understand football, but you get my point here. Because then you end up sort of talking in circles, which I don't want to do. If it's a gradual sort of situation here, then so be it. But I don't run and hide. I don't skip the podium. You always hear from me on social media, and you always hear from me on the show. I am confident in this team and this organization. That's where I stand. I want to see better baseball. I understand the competition is tough this month. That's why I set a fair goal, which is 500 for the month. And the Mets can still do that. Now, they got to face Philly, who's red hot. They got to face Toronto, who was in the World Series last year. So, obviously, it's going to be not a cakewalk by any stretch of the imagination. But I don't want to leave this team for dead, even if at times they look dead in June. Just like I didn't want to leave them for dead in April or in May. But I do have a positive Tommy plea for Steve Cohen. And that is, he needs to, and this is the third time I said it, but now I feel like stamping it. Steve Cohen needs to address Met fans. He needs to address his audience. Because I am the Met fan that he envisions his audience to be, which is positive. And look, it's easy to be positive when things are going great, although, and this is not a shot or shade or anything like that, I'm just using it as an example. The Yankees have not, according to my sports memory, which is not always the best, but my memory is really good. Sometimes my sports memory is not as good. The Yankees haven't finished under 500 since the early 90s, and yet we do hear from a lot of negative Yankee fans. I understand the expectations, but it just goes to show you that you're not going to always have an entire audience or fan base of positive people. Okay. And that's a team that's had more success than any franchise in sports. And sustained winning, meaning you never have a bad year. Even Vernon Wells, Travis Hafner, old A-Rod, Ben Francisco, Lyle Overbay. Even those years, Chase Headley, even those Yankees finished over 500, which is a real, I think, feather in the cap of the Yankees, and they should be honestly proud of those years even more than sometimes the championships, the fact that those groups finished over 500. Anyway, Yankees. Right. So, anywho, you're not going to make everybody positive, but I represent the positive fan that Steve Cohen is looking for. But I'm here on the front lines every night, certainly on social media, and Steve has, outside of going to Nick games, has not been seen a lot in the last couple of months. In fact, the last time he tweeted, and I just double-checked before I came on the air, and if he does tweet within the next couple minutes, Connor, let me know, and we'll obviously walk this one back. But the last time we heard from Steve was, ironically enough, the night where everything changed for the Knicks because they went down 2-1 to the Hawks. It was night one of the NFL draft. And that was late April. April 23rd, I believe, to be exact. So that was the last time we heard from him. And honestly, I'd leave it up to him as far as what platform he wants to address his fans. There are some options that I would probably not go with, which is put out a statement, which I think people still do, or in this case, a tweet. So those are kind of one and the same, but a statement would be even worse than a tweet because with a statement, it's kind of just out there. You don't have interactions. Because let's be honest, Steve Cohen is human. I'm human. Last time I checked, I think we're all human. Maybe not Evan, but most of us are human. We do read the mentions. We do read the comments. So that's a way for you to put something out there and then read the comments and understand. I mean, listen, you know what's coming, but still, it gives. And there's a lot of, obviously, people that are commenting on that are bad faith or not Met fans, but still, you try to sift through that the best you can. And that's your way of hearing from your audience. So whether it's social media, which I would, that to me would be the bare minimum way to reach everybody. The best way is either to come on this great radio station or you could do a sit down with a sit down. It sounds like the mafia. And this is like Paulie Walnuts and Ralphie. Friggin' Heist fell in your lap.
He's a good fella. He's one of us.
50 G's for an alarm code?
Tommy D.
Can we laugh, everybody? The Knicks just won a championship. We can laugh. We can laugh. Positive Tommy in moderation. Yes, positive Tommy in moderation. Ticker tape. Tommy. Thank you. I know when I'm feeling blue, well, I think about Sydney Sweeney. So if you don't want to think about that, then I understand that. I go on Instagram Lookie. And I instantly feel better. But no, sometimes you just need a little bit of an escape. And I think I could provide the best where I'm giving you content and also making laugh. But anywho, where was I? Yes. So Steve Cohen, to me, whether to sit down with Gary Cohen or Howie or Gelbs, or if he wants to meet the entire media, however he chooses, I think it's time now to just address the fans. There's a lot of narratives out there. You know, some of them are way off the deep end, but you can address those. You could talk about Stearns. You could talk about Mendoza. You could talk about Alonso. You could talk about this team. And here's the thing. If you explain everything, like if I sat here and I was, I don't know, rational Tommy, because I think some people conflate positive Tommy and they think, oh, he's just being so overly positive. No, I think sometimes I do rationalize. I am Tommy the rationalizer, too. If Steve were to rationalize a lot
Tommy the rationalizer.
Thank you. If you were able to, as Steve Cohen, rationalize what's going on here, you're not going to win everybody over. But I do feel confident that there's a portion, because guess what? There's still people showing up at Citi Field. And for all you can say about, well, the fan base, and I love this, when people like, and I'm, not, again, not taking shots at anybody here, I promise. But when you tweet something out like, oh, people don't care anymore, well, you're tweeting it, so you do care, and those that are angry are showing that they care. They care. People are showing up, people are still tweeting about it, people are posting about it, people are doing their podcast, so there is care. If you were to rationalize to everybody and sort of tell everybody what the thought process was, is, and will be, I think it'll go a long way. Rational Tommy. It will. If you're just, hey, and look, as positive as I am, and I'll remain positive, but I'm one person, I certainly don't represent everybody right now for sure, and I understand that, and that's cool. And I get everybody's frustration. And I certainly will never point to a record and say, boy, this team is playing great baseball. Obviously, I'm not going to say that. It's just about remaining positive going forward. If Steve says, hey, this isn't the start we wanted to get off to, but here is what our thought process was, here is what we are thinking for the future, and then allow questions to be asked, and I think it'll go a long way. I know it'll go a long way. It's almost like closure, even though it's not closure, because we're all Met fans and we're mated for life like geese with our team. And this is why I talk about this all the time with Pete Alonso, and I love Pete. We root for the front of the jersey, not the back. Yeah, we have players we love, and yeah, we hate to see players go, and yeah, it's tough to get over it at times, but The Mets is who we root for. The front of the jersey is who we root for. And as much as people hate David Stearns and his smile, although when it came to smiling, Buddy the Elf loved it, it was his favorite. Everybody.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
We'll be smiling if David Stearns provides a winner. So that's where, to me, Steve Cohen has to come out and say, I understand frustrations. I understand everybody's anger. If he wants to mix in, I appreciate Positive Tommy for all the positive work he's done over the last couple years. If you want to just throw that in there, you don't have to lead with it. It doesn't have to be in the opening statement, but if you could just mix that in there, that'd be great.
Loogie!
Because I'm out there every night. I'm rolling my sleeves up. I'm on the front lines. I am Leonidas in 300. And at times I could use some help. Positive Tommy in moderation. Yeah, because people want me to be moderate Tommy. I think Positive Tommy in moderation is the right speed. Rational Tommy. That as well. Steve Cohen needs to address his audience. He needs to address the Met fans. He can pick the platform, but he has to do this. Believe me, when I screw up at home, I try to avoid. We all do. But eventually, you got to face the music. Eventually, she's going to find you. Now, if you have a mansion, you have an easier way of kind of getting lost there, but eventually, you got to face the music. And the longer you let it go, and listen, you don't have to come out and say, boy, this season's over. You don't have to say anything like that. Every single Met fan out there wants them to win. And if they start to win, you know how many people want to dress up like Spider-Man now and go to these games? Of course they do. They want a reason to believe. They want a reason to root for the team. So it's not like if you come out, you're admitting that everything's lost and everything is a failure. Nobody's gonna take it that way. That's a Met fan who cares about what anyone else says. You're talking to your fans and your audience. That's all that matters right now. The other stuff is just white noise. That's it. Means nothing. Static. Ignore it. But it doesn't mean you're waving the white flag. But it will go a long way in, I think, making people feel better about what's going on. And what I would say is, if he does that and you still don't feel anything as a fan, that's certainly your prerogative. But I do think a majority of Met fans will take that as a sign of, hey, he cares, he understands our frustration, and now he can go back to just being the owner and we'll root on the team and continue to hope for the best. Because that's what sports is all about. It's hope. Believe me, I was a Knick fan for years and all I had was hope until hope became real hope.
Ticker tape Tommy.
That's right. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Connor, what is our break situation here? We got to kind of go to a break now, I think.
No, you're fine. You can just hang out if you want.
I don't know if you were a part of this board meeting, but I had a meeting with upper management because, you know, break is sort of a dirty word in sports talk radio. You don't ever want to say that, so people come
back
up
after
with
this
creative ideas where they're like, well, they'll tease something that's coming up. Well, we'll get to this coming up later on, or blah, 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 blah. In the spirit of the World Cup, and I pitched this upper management, instead of saying, hey, we're going to break, how about we call it a hydration break?
Yes.
Like they do in the World Cup, because that's kind of cool. I do need a drink of water sometimes. So Positive Tommy needs a hydration break. We all need a hydration break. And sometimes with watching sports, you need a little bit of a libation, a little bit of an adult beverage. So we could all go take a break. Now, if you're driving, obviously, you know, you could take a little sip of water, of course, but it all, and they're in a hydration break right now.
You can even go with moment of hydration instead of break.
Moment of, I agree, take break out completely. So we're in a moment of hydration right now. So we don't need a moment of hydration is what you're telling me?
Well, maybe not for a few minutes. And then maybe we'll get hydrated in a couple of minutes.
Tap me on the shoulder, Connor, when we need the hydration moment. Thank you. 888-808-1019 is the
rational Tommy.
Thank you. Let's go to Ed in Manhattan. What's up, Ed?
Lukey.
Hey, what's going on?
Listen. Lugie, I love your show.
Thank you.
All right, but you know what? Yeah. But I'm going to be the contrarian to you because I got to tell you, I have no interest, absolute no interest in hearing from Steve Cohen on the state of the Mets. I can see the state of the Mets. I don't need Steve Cohen to explain to me what happened. I know what happened. He gave David Stearns, this metric-driven executive, free reign, all right? Free reign, and he created a disaster. Okay, absolute unmitigated disaster, and it's not going to get better. You can be positive. I'm not going to take that away from you, Tommy.
Yeah, but you don't know. Hold on. Be careful with that. Be careful to say it's not going to get better because there were a lot of people that criticized Leon Rose and everything he did. And David Stearns has a long way to go to being Leon Rose. But you can't say something's never going to get better. You just can't make a blanket statement like that.
I didn't say never.
No, you just did. You just said it's... No, well, you didn't say that part. You said it's never going to get better.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't put the word never. Okay, I meant
You didn't put this year. Well, listen, Ed, and sometimes I do this and I make mistakes where I don't put the right words in there and it can be misconstrued. So you're saying it's not going to turn around this year, but you say that it can turn around in the future.
This is what I'll say. Next year, we all agree there's probably going to be a lockout, right? There's going to be a limited season, correct?
I certainly hope not, but it seems like it's heading that way.
It seems like it's heading that way, right?
Yeah.
So they're 28. They're not going to be great. They come back half a season. I don't think they're going to be any. It's not going to be good. I don't think so, either. I'm sorry. And then 29, they start. I don't want to say never because I don't want.
I think you might have skipped 28. Do you feel like 28 is just you might be skipping years?
Whatever,
you jumped a year. That's all good.
I don't see it. I just don't see it. I want to see it, but I don't see it. Now your idea about Carlos Beltran. Mm-hmm. So if he becomes the GM, does he? Is he the one that picks the players?
Yeah.
Does he make player personnel decisions?
Correct.
And then Stearns just becomes the president. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
So why do we need Stearns?
Because David Stearns is minor leagues, drafting, much like what the Giants have now with Joe Shane, where you are now the president of baseball operations. You work with Carlos Beltran. Because, like it or not, David Stearns did build a sustained winner in Milwaukee. He was highly sought after. There were a lot of people that wanted the services. Now, you, and I'm not necessarily accusing you this. Now, you can counter it if you feel like I am. But I know a lot of people don't like the analytical stuff. They feel that as a turnoff. And if that's where you land, then I can't sell you on him. But he was highly sought after when the Mets did win the, I suppose, David Stern sweepstakes, if you want to call it that.
But can I say something about that?
Yeah.
Is it possible? Is it possible? And I'm not totally against metrics. This information, I don't like to rely on it. Mm-hmm. I don't like to make decisions totally based on it, but it's information. So yeah. I'll take it in. Okay. Yeah. But about Milwaukee, is it possible that maybe his staff were the ones that were making him look good?
Well,
because
that's why.
He's still doing good, but, and he stinks.
But that's why if you, like, but my point is, if you hire Carlos Beltran and Beltran is good as his job, and Stearns can lean more on his strengths, wouldn't that be something that would make the Mets a sustained winner?
But I'd rather get him out of here.
For
all
who?
Right? I let Carlos go trying to get someone else in here to do that.
For who?
I can't give you a name right
but,
now.
So, well, so, but give you a name right now. I hate that everybody accuses me of being Mad Dog, but I'm going to pull a Mad Dog. Who are you hiring? So I get it. You want to... I want to break up with my girlfriend. Then you break up with her. She finds some hot stud, and you're sitting there scrolling her Facebook for 6 months after it. Not saying that's happened to me, but just be careful Rookie. Sometimes. What you? Just get rid of her. Just get rid of her. And I get it. After a while, it gets boring. I understand that. We all understand that. That's why you use the power of imagination. You're upset, you're angry, and I totally respect that, but you also have to see what the situation is, too. And a lot of the players that you're frustrated with are not David Stern's players. Now, there are some that got injured, obviously the decision for Pete Alonso, but the decision to get rid of Nimmo, I think so far has been the right decision. I mean, Brandon Nimmo's not exactly tearing it up. McNeil, we all know, come on, please. And Pete is going to be the one, oh, Edwin Diaz, injured and then alleged cockfighting. Little Jerry's going to get his clock clean. The Pete Alonso one, and I wanted Pete back. That will be the move that will hover over this franchise as long as they don't start winning and or have a productive first baseman. They need to understand that. I understand that. But, and we're not going to totally make it about David Stearns has done this right or he's done that wrong. Look, he'll have his day in court. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think the Dodgers have, like, don't they have a president of baseball operations? They have a GM. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time to make it work. There's a lot of people in the history of this town that many wanted to run the heck out of here. And those people weren't run out of here, and they brought championships. Hopefully that's David Stearns.
The man from Milwaukee.
But I know there's a lot of people that don't like the analytical data proven. I'm not saying this happened to David, but this is just a joke. So if David Stearns is listening, just a joke. But there are people out there that think he brought his, you know, cousin to prom. I get it. You think he's a dork. I totally understand that. And that gives you the whole, you don't like that stuff. He never threw a baseball. He doesn't have that. Okay.
You loser!
Okay. If he starts to win, you won't care if he had a pocket protector in his pocket throughout high school. So you just want to see the team win. And you want hellfire and brimstone right now, and you want everybody gone. But my point is, all right, okay, then what are you going to do through the ashes? And this is why where Steve Cohen, Ed, and we and you disagree on this, if he comes out and tells you the deal, that's where I think a lot of people will rationalize the situation. For those that want hellfire and brimstone, it's not going to work. But for, and that's the extreme, much like a positive Tommy is the extreme in the other direction. But everybody in the middle.
Rational Tommy.
The swing states. We here at the After Hours News Desk say that Michigan is too close to call. Positive Tommy in moderation. While other outlets are calling it for Hillary Clinton, we here at After Hours are saying that Arizona is too close to call.
Rational Tommy.
Although I feel like Arizona used to be a swing state. It's not anymore, but give me a Michigan's a good one.
Juan Soto.
Ohio. We here at After Hours at the news desk. It is 11:37 here. It is election night, and we'll be up for a long. We'll be up till at least 6 a.m. because we don't think it's going to be called tonight. But we do have some information coming out from Cobb County, Georgia, in Atlanta, and we have found out that the incumbent president, President Obama, has won Georgia. He got all the electoral college votes. I love that. Election night's fun. It is too close to call. Meanwhile, you change the channel and the other channel has it called. It's like 6 hours ago, Michigan was called. It's great. I mean, listen, what do you want me to tell you? It's become sports. Where was I? Oh, yes. We have to take a hydration moment.
Positive, Tommy, in moderation.
Thank you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. If you are on hold right now, we will get to you. We have 2 hours to go here. A lot of Mets. Certainly want to hear from you Yankee fans as well. I think tonight was a one-off, but if you were frustrated with the Yanks booting the ball around, I'm certainly here for you as well. 2 more hours to go. Gordon Damer comes your way at 2 a.m. It is Loogie in the Late Night. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's
Loogie!
Quarter to midnight here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Hopefully everybody enjoyed their hydration. Connor, what are we calling it? Not break, but what do you want to call it?
A moment of hydration?
Yeah, everybody enjoyed their moment of hydration in the spirit of the World Cup, because you can't say break in radio. Yeah, the upper management doesn't like when you say break. Even though, I feel like our audience is smart. They understand that we take breaks every hour, but still, you don't want to say the word break. So in the spirit of...
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey-to-30-sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The World Cup, and they have hydration breaks now, which, by the way, I mean, it's really...
Where did that come from? That was not a thing like last World Cup, I don't think.
Because, well, they held it, it was in Qatar, but it was also the cooler time of year in Qatar. Remember, they had to hold it in the fall during football season because it was too hot in the summer. I think it's just because it's hot. You know, and they want to make sure everybody is hydrated.
The Norwegians are not used to this kind of heat.
Yeah, exactly. And remember when we were younger and you'd have like oranges?
Yeah.
When you played soccer, they would take like an orange break? This is essentially...
The juice box.
Yeah, this is like the evolution of that. No juice boxes, no oranges, but there are hydration timeouts. So that's what we do here now on After Hours. We take hydration. What do they call it again, Connor? Remind me.
A moment of hydration.
A moment of hydration.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Anthony is in Bayville. What's going on, Tony?
Tommy, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
I like your positive energy. It's actually refreshing in the toxicity of New York sports fandom.
Well, I appreciate that.
I think three things could be true at the same time with the Mets and Davis Stearns.
Okay.
I think since 2023 or 2024 when he took over, he inherited a team that had a bloated contract with no farm system, and he's trying to build a perennial contender.
Yes.
And kind of a soft rebuild since then. Two, I think Steve Cohen wants to be competitive during this time, so that's why there are still some key signings here and there.
Agree with that.
But I think Stearns' philosophy is a little flawed. Like, he, in his eyes, I believe he thinks Freddy Peralta is an ace, but when Freddy Peralta doesn't go past the fifth inning, aces in Major League Baseball need to go 7 or 8.
You wouldn't have Freddy as an ace even last year, all-star leading the NL in wins. You still wouldn't put him as an ace because of the fact that he doesn't get into the sixth or seventh inning that often?
He's a good pitcher. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that he's on the Mets, but if we are going to compete with the Dodgers one day, he would be the third or fourth best pitcher on that team. I still think you need that guy that's going to go into game six of the NLCS.
Yeah.
And when you're down 3-2 and be like, no, today's my day, you're not scoring more than 2 runs.
No doubt. Well, that in October and also just throughout the regular season, when you're on a losing streak, you have that stopper, that ace where you know, okay, we might have lost 5 in a row, but so-and-so's on the mound. We're not going to lose 6 in a row. And that gets you off that losing streak. And then perhaps you rattle off 3 or 4 in a row because it doesn't snowball on you. So I hear you on that. And I think that
exactly. Obviously
there's a lot of faith, not only currently, but in the future for McLean, Scott, Jonah Tong, et cetera. So a lot of it is what it is, but Clay Holmes was pitching like that ace, and he had a freak injury, and there's been a lot of injuries this year. It's part of sports, but that hasn't helped the situation. I think everything you laid out there, Anthony, and you're the first one. I mean, I've thought it. I've talked about it. I know Fliegelman is coming in a little bit. We've kind of talked about that, but yeah, I think that Stearns and Steve Cohen are trying to have their cake and eat it too at times, where it's okay.
Exactly. Yep.
Stearns was hired to do something, and he was hired by Steve Cohen, and Steve Cohen wants that, but he also wants them to be competitive and to win. And perhaps that's a little bit of a tightrope to walk. I don't think it's an impossible one, but it's a tightrope to walk. And that's where, if you have a situation like they have right now, where fans are confused and frustrated, and this is my point with where if Steve Cohen, now he'd have to be brutally honest to say that, but you know what? Sometimes you'd be brutally honest. You'll get crushed for it in some outlets, but you know what? The Met fans, us, we will appreciate that.
Right, exactly. And as much as it sucks to lose Pete and it sucks to lose Nemo, like, I don't think they were all in this year. And I think they see the lockout looming next year, so why pay these guys that are getting older long-term contracts when this is not the year that they're all in?
Yeah,
whether they want to say that publicly or not.
Sure, and I brought this up to anybody that wants to fight about that, is that, hey, listen, I understand what Pete did in Milwaukee, and I understand the numbers he puts up. I understand he plays every day. Just take that and put it to the side. This team last year, we know how the second half went. We know a couple years ago when they won 100-plus games, but what happened down the stretch, losing the division and then losing the wild card to the Padres. This core was a part of both of that. If you have any other scenario in sports where that happens and that team has never won a championship, in all likelihood, you're going to break that core up and the majority of the fan base will be okay with that.
Right, yeah.
I just think there's a lot of things, and I appreciate the call, Anthony, that people have... Oh, well, they broke up the core because of, and we're not going to get into them, but X, Y, and Z, and they broke it up because of, and that's where you just drive yourself nuts, and it becomes where Twitter is a minefield, and it becomes a witch hunt. Now, winning cures all of that, obviously. But I think you said it there. That was a good take there and a good call, Anthony. And David Stearns, not all the time, but he has admitted at least at points this year where, hey, look, I look at some of these injured players now differently and going forward. A guy like Polanco, who was coming off of a really good year, clutch player, 2 homers off Skubal in October, maybe in the future we see a player like that and we stay away from him because there's an injury history. And even with Luis Robert Jr., which was low risk, high reward, that was a guy that had a long history of injuries. And some of this is bad luck. And what I mean by that is you bring on a guy with injury history. And last year, Seattle was lucky because Polanco was healthy, gave him a big year, gave him clutch hits. This year, the Mets, and look, you take on risk with that. But there's also luck involved where you roll the dice, you gamble for the gamblers out there. You know, there is luck that goes, a lot of luck. Most of it's luck. So you roll the dice sometimes when a player has that type of injury history, and you hope the roulette wheel lands on your number. And listen, if that's,
gambling problem.
If that starts to become a thing where, hey, we brought in all these guys and they're injury prone, they all got injured, you reevaluate your strategy going forward. And I think David Stearns has already admitted that he would do that. But yeah, I think David and Anthony, you put it brilliantly. David Stearns was brought in here, and listen, 24 they went to the NLCS. And I understand to some or to many that feels like 50 years ago, but it was 2 years ago. I think it's the balance of major payroll, trying to build up the farm system, and also Steve Cohen wanting this team to be competitive year in and year out, and trying to do both at the same exact time. Which we would all be in favor of, and I'm in favor of it. Hey, you want to tell me that they're winning now and they're going to win more in the future? That's what we're all looking for. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. Let's go to Jeff in Oceanside here on the Fan. What's up, Jeff?
Good evening. How you doing, Tommy?
What's happening?
All right. I'm a diehard Mets fan. And a couple points real quick. Mendy should have been fired last year as they were collapsing down the stretch.
You're saying after the season ended?
No, I'm saying during the season.
So you would have pulled the plug on him, let's just say, early September.
Correct.
Okay.
So, all right. And then here's what's driving me absolutely bananas tonight. Absolutely bananas. In that 10th inning, Beatty can't hit. Lindor should not have been activated if he can't give you one at bat in one inning a day later. That's ridiculous. Then why was he activated? It takes 6 months. He was out for 3 months. He can't give you one at bat in one inning.
I understand your frustration on that. And listen, they needed to get the runner over too with Wagaman. That was a situation where they hung a pitch to him too.
That.
But you got to get the ball over to right, and then you knock him in from third.
But Lindor's getting $35 million, $350 million. He missed 2.5 months.
Right, but he missed that time because he's
one
hurt.
Inning,
yeah, but what is it? What does the money have to do with anything?
He shouldn't have been activated.
Okay,
he shouldn't have been activated.
So they say that. I don't know what his salary has to do with it.
But I'm saying he should go to Mendy in that 10th inning and goes, boss, I got one at bat. I got one inning for you. It's ridiculous. And another thing I got to bring up, in the press conference, you can't have people asking Spanish questions and not translating.
Yeah, I feel like they always usually do that, though. And if they did tonight, I wasn't aware of it. Again, I'm on the air here while it's on. 888-808, but I feel like they usually do a really good job of that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. We got another 2 hours to go here on the show. Gordon Damer's coming your way at 2 a.m. It's going to be mostly baseball. There is something with the Knicks that we have to address, and it does involve Mitchell Robinson. And yes, it does involve the second apron.
Ticker tape, Tommy.
That's right. That will come later on in the show. Let's say back end of the 1 a.m. hour. If you're on hold right now, we are going to get to you. If you want to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
I only have one question. Where is
Loogie?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.